Mangum's latest evaluation shows FAMU's governing board continues to be unimpressed with her job performance. Now that may cost her the presidency. Board member David Lawrence says Mangum's biggest problem is her inability to form relationships with key stakeholders.
I think that she cannot succeed in any way that is good enough unless the matter of relationships is tackled and overcome.
Mangum has been criticized for at times appearing standoffish. Some say that's a sexist claim. But Lawrence says relationship building is crucial, especially with lawmakers who control the purse strings.
I think it is a fatal flaw. I don't think she can succeed without finding ways to build trust, frankly, to be less defensive.
I feel like we're at a bit of an impasse, and we have to decide, A, do we continue to try to work through whatever issues are on the table, or B, do we take alternative steps?
That's Board Chairman Kelvin Lawson. The board has been going back and forth on how to handle Mangum's employment since last October when a different crop of trustees tried and failed to oust her. There have been problems between Mangum, the trustees, the State University System Governing Board, alumni, and faculty. In June, the board punted on whether to extend Mangum's employment contract by a year, and that move essentially meant that her current contract expires in April. Wednesday, the board was more definitive.
Trustee Carter?
No.
Trustee Dortch?
No.
Trustee Grable?
No.
Trustee Lawrence?
Yes.
Trustee Lawson?
No.
Trustee Mills?
Yes.
Trustee Moore?
No.
Trustee Perry?
No.
Trustee Reed?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Highly in favor, yes.
Trustee Washington?
Yes.
Trustee Woody?
No.
A proposal to extend Mangum's employment failed on a 7-5 vote. That means her current contract will still expire in April. Some are already floating the idea of when to begin a new presidential search. The board is convening a task force to work with the president in the meantime. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.